The election of Paul Ryan as Speaker of the United States House of Representatives should be a case study for the Utah Republican Party. Ryan is a principled and effective conservative leader who gained the wrath of the crazies in his own party. And that reminds me of Utah Republican politics. What more could conservative activists ask for than a principled and effective conservative leader? Someone more conservative? Someone more principled? In Paul Ryan's case, is there really someone in the House Freedom Caucus more conservative, more principled, and more effective than Paul Ryan? But I could ask the same question about Governor Gary Herbert. Is there any Republican in the state more conservative, more principled, and more effective than Gary Herbert? The short answer is no. Rarely throughout my career have I defended the so-called establishment. I certainly have been on the other side of the room from anyone called legislative leadership. But extreme Utah politics has turned my world upside down. If I'm being called a rhino or liberal, folks, the freedom movement in Utah has some serious problems. Evidently, it's not enough anymore to work for real, attainable solutions to the many woes facing this state and nation. It's not enough to be a Buckley conservative or Reagan conservative. Nowadays, you have to be anti-something, on top of being a conservative. Nowadays, you have to hate undocumented immigrants and anything, everything ever uttered by President Obama. You have to hate, hate, hate. It's not enough that I hate the guy driving 50 miles an hour in the fast lane. I have to hate a politician that actually represents the interests of his constituents. I have to hate the whole politician for being wrong on one thing out of 100 things. And you know, the worst part about all of this pressure to hate politicians, it comes from some of the most ignorant people I've ever run across. Sometimes highly educated people, but ignorant about freedom nonetheless. It's like being lectured about table manners by a toddler. Okay, so I'm a snob. I really do appreciate a full dialogue on just about any subject, but there are some opinions that aren't worthy of public airing. We somehow have been led to believe in an egalitarian view of public debate, that all opinions are equal. They're not. There's a reason why really old guys lead the Mormon church, and there are great reasons why experience matters in politics. I'll admit it. I have a little bit of Jack Nicholson in me from his role in A Few Good Men. Remember his argument with Tom Cruise's character? Remember the whole "you can't handle the truth" tirade? The arrogant colonel said, quote, "I have neither the time nor the inclination to explain myself to a man who rises and sleeps under the blanket of the very freedom I provide, then questions the manner in which I provide it. I'd prefer you just said thank you and went on your way. Otherwise, I suggest you pick up a weapon and stand a post. Either way, I don't give a damn what you think you're entitled to," end quote. That's the way I feel about all the crazies who think Paul Ryan isn't conservative enough or Gary Herbert isn't conservative enough. The only way a rational human being would think that Paul Ryan or Gary Herbert aren't conservative enough is because, unlike Ryan and Herbert, they've never been on the hot seat of an arena in which all lives matter. So great, you have an opinion. I don't care what you think you're entitled to. Your right to vote is precious and a sacred duty. Don't defile that right with ignorance and crazy. You want a seat at the adult table? Act like an adult. If not, the kids' table is always open, always contentious, and always crazy. And it's always separated from the adults. I'm Paul Miro. Thanks for listening.